winner last night, but it was not enough. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Buccos 5-2 before a sellout crowd of 38,000 at PNC. A bizarre snowstorm showered that home opener versus the Orioles. Apparently, we did not get the memo that it's baseball season, and Fox News saying that the broadcast looked like a fuzzy television screen as the snow piled onto the pitcher's mound. It sounds like something out of Charlie Brown, doesn't it? It's the Bucks and the O's again today at 4:05, and I believe Bailey Falter is getting the start for the Buccos. Tyler Wells starting for the Baltimore Orioles. Elsewhere in the world of Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays spoiled the New York Yankees home opener, and anything that spoils the New York Yankees home opener is okay to me. With a 3-0 victory last night, the Brewers beat the Mariners 6-5, and the Braves beat Arizona 6-5 in the 10th inning. Final Four action getting underway today. The men's teams taking the court today. Let me see what the matchups are again at 8:49. It's number one UConn against number four Alabama, and it's 6:09 today, it's Purdue against North Carolina State. The winner plays for all the marbles in the national championship on Monday. In the women's teams, another great night for Caitlin Clark and Iowa as they edged out UConn 71-69 last night. South Carolina beat the North Carolina State Wolfpack 78-59. Tomorrow, Iowa taking on South Carolina for the women's basketball championship. And let's do this instead. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 51. Partly cloudy overnight, low 32. Sunny on Sunday, high 59. Monday, chance of showers, partly sunny, high of 69. Nice. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 50 in Beaver County, 45 in Butler. Also 45 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. We're at 50.
I want a photo of you in my bed. Take care with me when I go out west. I think I'll put you in another song. A little glimpse of you before you're gone. We could push it for another day. I don't care what other people say. I'll show you off in the Atlantic coast. The kind of feeling that I want the most.
Keep living and see us in wine. Shut the curtains to keep the world inside.
music from Del Water Gap. The tune is called Cigarettes and Wine. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone with The Week in Review. Israel has approved measures to increase the flow of aid into Gaza following pressure from the United States. It's reopening the Erez crossing to allow aid shipments bound for Gaza to be processed in the port of Ashdod. Many countries are calling for an independent investigation after seven aid workers with the charity World Central Kitchen were killed in Gaza earlier this week, something Israel has called a grave mistake. U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. policy could change if Israel doesn't better protect civilians in Gaza. Journalist Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says Israel is increasingly feeling isolated.
We've got our staunchest ally openly discussing changes to this relationship after 6 months of very hard headlines in the U.S. every time coming up and saying we stand behind our ally, we reaffirm our commitment. The feelings here is truly us against the world to the everyday people that they certainly have become isolated.
Rescue efforts are continuing in Taiwan, where hundreds of people remain missing after a 7.4 magnitude quake hit the island. It was the strongest quake to hit in 25 years, but few people were killed due to preparation and well-built infrastructure. Patrick Falk reports from one of the areas where people are still missing.
Hundreds of those are in contact with authorities but are stranded. A further 42, according to reports, are unaccounted for and missing at the moment. So that suggests that the number of casualties and the death toll could still rise. One of the big stories today, though, is the rescue efforts where a helicopter airlifted trapped miners at a rock quarry. They've been trapped there since yesterday. So there has been some positive news on that front. Authorities are concerned still about the likelihood of aftershocks.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China just days after President Biden spoke to his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The five-day visit comes as the two countries try to maintain stable relations amid mounting tension. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Trade tensions will be at the fore during Janet Yellen's visit. The world's two largest economies still have substantial tariffs against one another in place, while the ownership of TikTok and access to US computer chips are posing problems, with the US arguing its national security is under threat through Chinese interference. Yellen has also accused China of unfair trade practices by selling subsidized green energy products, an issue she says she'll directly tackle during the talks. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is...
This is Wonderful Radio 9. Where you're hearing things.
Where you're hearing things.
Sign of the times that your love for me is getting so much.
Matilda Clark getting us started here. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. These are the Chiffons.
They pelted us with rocks and garbage.
Okay.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might.
Radio 9.
Who wants to buy a heart?
This is Elvis.
Your unbroken lover's heart. Your unbroken heart for sale.
Well, excuse me if you see me crying like a baby. Since she rejected me, there's nothing left to save me.
Yeah. Who wants to buy a heart?
Turn and walked away and told
what a short little song that is, Mr. Elvis. You kind of you surprised me there.
Jay Thurber, does it by request?
We got a call from, who was the call from? John in Whitehall called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear the Genies doing Who's That Knockin'? You Say 'Em, We Play 'Em on Radio 9. Genies with Who's That Knocking going out by request.
Jay Thurber.
All of the world.
Ricky Nelson. On Radio 9, here's Bobby Darin.
You're gonna miss me early in the morning, one of these days. Oh yeah, well you're gonna want me early in the morning when I'm away. Don't you know? Yes, you'll be sorry for the times I cry. You'll be sorry for the times I lie. Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning, one of these days. Oh yeah, well you know a rolling stone, but don't gather no moss. Then you cross your bridge when it's time to come. Well, you broke my heart, well then you said goodbye. Now the music is gone, but you're gonna cry. Well, in the morning you're gonna know that I was right. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, in the morning when there's nobody, don't you try. Oh boy, well you're gonna want me, want me bad. You're gonna miss the best man you ever had. Yes, you're gonna.
Tyrone Davis on Radio 9. At 1:23, chime time. New music coming your way after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Just looking to see what we got here. We just got a bunch of new music in. How about Winnetka Bowling League here right after we take care of weather and your massages. What else did I want to tell you about? I don't remember. We've been remembering this afternoon, Joe Flaherty. We have an interview with Dave Thomas coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll also play some Joe Flaherty bits, but it's so hard because so many of the things that he did were just highly visual comedy that I don't know that they're going to translate on the radio, but we'll try in honor of Pittsburgh's own Joe Flaherty. A proud Pittsburgher, as was talking with Captain Jack from Munhall, who called 385-7450 about Joe Flaherty, and he recalled that when Roberto Clemente died, Joe Flaherty disappeared from Second City for a couple of days. And they later found out that he was so distraught that he had hopped a plane and flown to Puerto Rico. You may also recall, if you were an SCTV fan, that he had Joe Green and Rocky Blyer on SCTV to parody the famous Joe Green Coca-Cola commercial. And they also did, I believe it was Joe Green's Masterpiece Theater or something like that. It was a PBS parody. So very proud Pittsburgher, often photographed wearing a Pirates hat. I only wish he had lived to see the Pirates start 5-0 this season. That would have been nice. Of course, they lost last night to the Baltimore Orioles in interleague play, a game that was marked by heavy snowfall for a little while. We'll check sports for you in about a half an hour. Are you interested in owning your own home? The free housing counseling program at Mon Valley Initiative can answer any questions you might have, such as what home price can I afford? What if I have credit problems or no credit? What if I've had a bankruptcy? What are closing costs? How do I know if I qualify for a mortgage? How do I find the best interest rate? If you live in Allegheny, Westmoreland, or Washington counties, the program at Mon Valley Initiative offers pre-purchase housing counseling, group and individualized education, PHFA pre-closing housing certificates, and personalized action plans, all at no cost to you. For more information, in Allegheny County, call 412-464-4000. In Westmoreland and Washington, call 724-565-8040 or visit monvalleyinitiative.com for information about the housing counseling program. Mon Valley Initiative, buy your own home with confidence, working together.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon, high of 51, cloudy overnight, low of 32, sunny on Sunday with a high of 59, Monday chance of showers, partly sunny, high 69, Tuesday chance of showers, partly sunny, high near 73 degrees. Right now, just ahead of a much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 49 in Beaver County, 48 in Butler. It's 48 now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 50 at WRCT with new music from Winnetka Bowling League.
I miss the us before all the arguments. Waking up at 10:30, holding hands at the farmer's market. I miss the us at the Archstone apartment. Your roommates taking mushrooms, listening to 1989. I miss our feet before it was political. There's pictures of us kissing, the dress you'd wear on Christmas Eve. I miss the us when we were both excited. You could tell by the horizon, but we'd talk all night and never sleep. Sha-la-la-la, 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 sha-la-la-la.
of their new album that drops on May 31st. That's Winnetka Bowling League, the song called Sha-La-La. I'm Jay Thurber, and every Sha-La-La-La, every whoa-whoa-whoa is dedicated to you on Saturday afternoons with me right here on Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling with the sound of the Trogs. City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, online at jthurbershow.com, and at Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests. 412-385-7450 is the magic telephone number. This is Blue Magic on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
You've been banging on your pots again, haven't you? I told you, if you keep on doing it, you won't have any pots left.
Did you see that Beyonce covered a Paul McCartney song, and Paul McCartney posted something online raving about how much he liked her cover, and somebody disputed that it was a good cover or not. I said, yes, by all means, random white person on Twitter, please explain to Beyonce and one of the members of the Beatles how pop music is actually supposed to work. That's the internet for you.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
Speaking of the internet, on Mastodon, Jamin texted Jay Thurber's show at Union Place. Wanted to hear a very obscure oldie that was a top 40 hit in Pittsburgh. These are the Tammies with Egyptian Shumba going out by request. out. I think that was a test of the emergency alerts or something. I don't know what that was. That was a request.
This is the quickest way
to get out of here by a group called the Tammies, going out for Jamin. Big hit in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. One of those kind of regional hits. Not a hit anywhere else, although I guess it's become kind of a Northern Soul classic.
Jay Thurber.
Music.
Hey, Peggy. There's the cat that made Chantilly Lace. Talking to all jackets.
Happy.
Don Covey on Radio 9. We're going to hear a little bit of Joe Flaherty right after this important message.
As a father, I've done everything I can to protect my children. For my family, getting the COVID vaccine is about protecting the whole family now and in the future. That's why I'm making sure my children get the COVID vaccine and protect their health. For me, it's one less health risk to worry about. You have the power to finish this.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Pittsburgh native Joe Flaherty became famous on SCTV, also on Freaks and Geeks, Maniac Mansion, and guest shots on all kinds of other shows, including That 70s Show, bunch of different movies, Used Cars with Kurt Russell, Back to the Future 2, Happy Gilmore. You've seen him all kinds of places, but always never forgot that he was from Pittsburgh. Grew up in Homewood, went to Central Catholic High School. There's a clip from SCTV with Joe Flaherty playing William F. Buckley.
Okay, I don't know who G.K. Chesterton is, all right? I thought he was one of the village people or something like that. Look, man, you're turning my brain to fudge, you know that?
And then you'll abrogate your position that the federal government should subsidize a tour for your rock band?
Yes, no, yeah, whatever you want, man, okay, all right? Just let me off the show, my brain hurts, okay?
Because I'm not going to get out of here!
Hello, I'm William F. Buckley. You know, I couldn't have so totally demolished Meatloaf's arguments had I not had a thorough grounding in the classical language of Latin. For instance, the turning point in the previous argument with Meatloaf was having him admit that he was speaking to me a posteriori and not a priori, as he had falsely assumed. From that point on, it was simply a matter of having him concede that he was not speaking to me ex officio, but rather ex nihilo, thus putting him in a syllogistic snare and reducing his deductive corollaries to a series of non-sequitur. Remember, none of this would have been possible had I taken shop instead of Latin in high school.
Okay, man. This is it. This is my lead guitarist, and he's real smart. Tell him, man.
Hi, man. You know Latin, huh?
Yes, I do, you subverbal Australopithecus.
What?
I don't know, man. Okay, man, I've got a Latin word for you that I'd be willing to bet you don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what cornus corneum means, man?
Do you?
I believe that's fifth declension, and it means horn or wing of an army.
Mean that? Man, that's what it means.
I told you this guy's
How
smart,
does he
man.
Know it?
Let me off the show, man.
Nobody knows what
corn
is man.
Latin. Try it.
Don't know if it translates or not, but wanted to give you a little bit of something from Joe Flaherty. We'll have some Count Floyd for you in the next hour. It'll be really good, I promise. All right, it wasn't that good. You also heard there Dave Thomas and the late John Candy.
You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio.
These are the Ronettes. Sports and weather next.
Thank you.
sound of the Ronettes here on Radio 9 at 1:55. Much more music time. New music from Two Door Cinema Club coming up right after we take care of sports and weather for you. And also check your, give you your full-time Radio 9 forecast. I see that the Army Corps of Engineers says they're going to try to get the locks and dams reopened. They had to close them during the flood events, which is now a record-setting flood. I don't know who is, that's official. So if you had money riding on whether or not it was going to be a record-setting flood this week, well, you can go ahead and talk to your bookie about that. I'm assuming the sports books take bets on everything else. Why not take a bet on that? I don't know.
Your front row.
Pittsburgh Penguins are trying to sneak into the playoffs, possibly. They've got very slim hopes alive as they are sixth right now in the division. This afternoon, they are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning at PPG Paints Arena. Alex, let's see if I can pronounce this right. Nedlakovic? Do I have that right? I don't think so. Alex Nedlakovic is supposed to make his start in goal this afternoon. I'm assuming that he did. The Penguins basically need everyone else to collapse so that they can try to get in. He has been a big part of reviving the club over these last couple of games. It's his eighth consecutive start this afternoon. Elsewhere in the world of sports, the Pittsburgh Pirates had their home opener last night amid snow, cold and wind. Former coach, manager, I guess, Jim Leland threw the first pitch at yesterday's game. Jared Jones started for the Buccos, but didn't help. The Pirates lost to the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 before a sellout crowd of 38,000 at PNC Park as the snow fell. Luckily, the snow blocked the view of some of what was happening on the field. The Royals beat the White Sox yesterday by a score of 2-1. It was the Astros falling to the Texas Rangers by a score of 10-2, and the Mets beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-2 last night. Final Four this weekend. The women's tournament is Monday, April 8th. The men's tournament is Monday, April 8th. We will find out who is in that tournament later on today at 6 o'clock tonight. It's Purdue versus North Carolina State, and at 8:49, it's UConn versus Alabama. The winner goes to the national championships on Monday. The women's Final Four, the national championship is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It'll be Iowa versus South Carolina after Iowa squeaked past UConn 71-69 behind a strong performance by Caitlin Clark. South Carolina easily defeating North Carolina State by a score of 78-59. So the Women's National Championship of College Basketball tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Iowa versus South Carolina.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high only reaching 51. Cloudy overnight, low 32. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 59. Monday, chance of showers, high 69. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 73 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, it's a 51 in downtown McKeesport outside our weather window. 50 at WRCT. New music from Two Door Cinema.
World ends.
Gonna take us to news time.
We'll do something different. Comfortably living, passengers and company. It takes practice. The method is in the madness. Spark enough and something catches. Hide away and pick the breadcrumbs.
New music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9. And why that just came, there we go.
The way it goes.
Knock it off. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
That's out there right now, where 70% of America wants neither candidate, and we've got approval ratings at an all-time low.
Mike Rawlings with the bipartisan No Labels group says they won't put forward a presidential ticket after failing to find a candidate. He says in spite of the unpopularity of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, third-party efforts like those of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are pointless. During a tense call, Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued U.S. support depends on Israel's treatment of Palestinian civilians. The White House has not said it's reconsidering arms sales to Israel, however. Netanyahu also continues to face pressure at home. A key rival and cabinet member, the former General Benny Gantz, is calling for new elections there in September. The Council on American Islamic Relations says anti-Muslim incidents in the U.S. rose by nearly 60% last year, higher than even after 9/11 or during former President Trump's Muslim ban. Corey Saylor is their research and advocacy director.
This is the largest number of complaints CARE has had reported to it in the organization's 30-year history since we've been taking care of numbers. That's pretty sobering information.
Most of the 8,000 incidents came after the Hamas attacks in Israel. In Oklahoma, Michael DeWayne Smith was executed by lethal injection Thursday, the 12th execution there since capital punishment resumed in 2021. Smith's family asked the governor to stop the execution. His sister-in-law, Nicole, says there was evidence of coercion of the witnesses during the trial.
We're asking the governor, have a heart. Please understand that this is a human's life that you're taking.
The Office of Personnel Management is issuing new rules to safeguard the civil service from presidential actions. Trump says if reelected, he'll strip thousands of federal employees of civil service protections by reclassifying them. Biden's campaign is calling on voters to disavow violence after Trump posted a video showing the back gate of a pickup with a photo of Biden hogtied on it. Former D.C. police officer Michael Fanone previously testified about the January 6th Capitol riot and says those kinds of attacks are bad for the country.
These are Americans who do not appreciate or understand democracy. These are people who believe wholeheartedly that the ends justify the means.
Meanwhile, a federal judge sharply criticized a January 6th rioter for downplaying the attack and normalizing violent rhetoric. Washington, D.C. District Judge Roy spoke when sentencing Taylor James Jonatakis to more than 7 years Wednesday. In a podcast, hard-right Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins says federal law enforcement entrapped people during insurrection. Higgins argues without proof that federal agents tricked Trump supporters into attacking the Capitol. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things.
I'm wonderful.